Inside on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is brought to you by Manpower of Central Iowa. Manpower, 62 years of finding great people for great companies, manpower.com, and Des Moines Computer Repair. You want your computer to work, and that's what they do, DesMoinesComputerRepair.com.
17 and a half minutes now past the hour of 5 o'clock. Welcome to the News Hour. Grateful that you are here with us on this a Wednesday afternoon. With us in studio, as he is a couple of times each and every month, is our good friend Desmond Adams. What are you doing, Desmond? What's going on over there?
Michael, I'm looking at Sam Creamer, from the Creamer Law Firm. I was looking at his business card. And It is nice. Excellent on the icon. Great branding. It's a nice little small piece. I really like it.
Yeah,
we get things done.
That's, you know, he's trademarked that.
Oh, yes?
Yeah, it's a registered trademark his law firm. Okay. Yeah, we get things done.
Well, I tell you, Sam's a great guy. I would work with him any day of the week.
There you go. So welcome back to the News Hour. What are we going to talk about today? You're always interesting with your insight on all kinds of things, business and leadership and potential and what's going on.
Michael, it's interesting. There's so many things that I would love to talk to you about on the economy front, agricultural front, environment, infrastructure. There are a lot of things in a lot of areas.
Lots of stuff.
I was just had a good fortune of learning a little bit about your next speaker that's going to be talking about
Scott Raker.
Scott, yeah. About character counts. What a nice guy. That's a great guy.
He is a good guy. And, he spent several years in the Iowa legislature in the House.
He did.
And serving some of the western suburbs. Good guy. And we're going to be talking about leadership and being kind and nice. And, and it's called the Robert D. Ray and Billy Ray Center over at Drake University, your alma mater.
Absolutely. And it's interesting, and I know we're segueing, but it's interesting that character counts squarely is a soft skill.
It is.
So I'm really looking forward to that interview. I might actually stick around and
please
I'm listen to that interview.
And Scott's always full of information.
Yes.
So
what I want to talk about is the 1 degree difference. Now, you've always heard about the 1 degree difference.
Right.
That is a philosophy, ladies and gentlemen, more so than a 9 or 10 step program. And the philosophy is that if I can adjust my life and what I do simply by 1 degree per day, then my complete life will change.
Absolutely. In a very short amount of time. Too.
Absolutely. No difference than 212 degrees to 213. There's a significant difference in 1 degree. So when I started talking about the 1 degree, it was actually in alignment with emotional intelligence and soft skills. But I've quickly found out as I've toured and talked around the country. Matter of fact, I have a talk coming up in 2 days in southeast Iowa for Iowa Works and dealing with employers in southeastern Iowa. It's interesting.
It's the wrong segment of the state, by the way.
Not at all, man. All Iowans are wonderful.
I'd rather see in southwest Iowa.
I appreciate that. And I tell you, within that, as I deflect and keep moving, within that space talking about how can we change and what can we do. So something I want to talk about quickly with you and your listeners is salad.
Salad.
Absolutely.
What are you talking about, salad?
It's interesting. Michael, I always have
did
these
you not
analogies.
Have lunch? And,
actually, I didn't,
oh, okay.
But, that's a different issue. You need to eat, by the way, in order to keep your metabolism up, but, that's for the health people. Salad, what about salad? What's interesting about salad? So, Michael, I'm going to ask you, what do you like on your salad? What are, three or four ingredients? Only three or four.
I like avocado on my salad.
You like avocado?
Yeah, I love avocado on my salad.
Chicken.
I like I like egg from time to time on the salad. I also like chicken on the salad. Yeah.
Okay. What about leaves?
Oh, yeah. Spinach. I love spinach.
You love spinach?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Cooked, fried, however you do it, man. I love spinach.
Right on. And see,
Okay.
I'm going to wait for you.
Yeah, that's all right.
What about nuts and berries? Anything like that?
Berries would be gone. Right.
Now, have you ever found in your life an egg that tasted like spinach?
No.
Not yet.
No, they have a unique taste. Each one of those things. An egg tastes like an egg. Spinach tastes like a spinach.
But you've never had an egg taste like spinach?
No, never.
What about a nut that tasted like avocado?
No.
They have different tastes.
Yeah.
Different textures.
That's the idea. Yeah, different textures, different, which is probably what makes that salad interesting.
It is. Okay, where am I going, Michael?
Where are you going?
Where am I going? As I'm seeing the hand signals, where am I going with this?
Right.
Where am I going? I'm going that diversity. Imagine if diversity was salad. What do I mean? If you have an African American, you have an Hispanic American, you have a Caucasian American, you have an Asian American, you have a Latina American, you have a Native American. There is a collective that makes up America.
Uh-huh.
America has never been the land of one. It's a collective. What makes the collective incredible is the benefit of all the others. That's what makes America wonderful. That's what makes...
So the inclusiveness of all of these backgrounds, all of these different cultures?
That way, yes. All of that makes it incredible. It's the adding of the individual pieces that are unique to themselves that make the collective beautiful.
And you get a good taste in salad.
So hence, I don't want my lettuce to taste like spinach.
Right.
I don't want my nut to taste like an avocado. I like avocados for what they're good for and the taste that they have, just like I like my leafy spinach for what the leafy spinach is good for.
One of the things that I think sometimes confuses people, and I want your opinion on this, Desmond, people say, well, how come we have to call folks African Americans? How come we call some folks Asian Americans? How come we call some folks European Americans? Well, aren't we just all Americans?
Absolutely, we are all Americans.
And so why have that moniker at the front end?
Well, you know what? It would be wonderful if we didn't have to have a moniker. It would be absolutely wonderful if everyone was simply an American. However, at the same time, America is made up of a tremendous amount of different cultures. And it's from that blending of cultures and that blending of people, no different than what exists in the Holy Bible. It's a bunch of different blendings of people that make the totality that much better. So I don't believe that one needs to lose themselves without acknowledging their culture.
Their culture.
As to where they come from, but yet still understand you are a part of the collective. Hence, avocado is wonderful. As avocado.
Sometimes it tastes like an egg, I think.
Well, if you get eggs and avocados pretty close together. And some people could tie that into cultures too.
There you go.
But they're very close, but yet they're still distinguished.
Right.
But we bring them as a collective in order to have what we termed as a salad, which is wonderful in taste. No different than how we interact every day. So when you look at building your employee pool, when you look at your workplace, when you look at your friends, how are you continuing to grow? How are you continuing to develop? Are you looking and seeking what you already know? Because I like avocado, that's all I'm going to eat? Or are you saying, you know what? I might try eggs in my avocado or put some onions in or some nuts. Now, if you're allergic, you have an allergic reaction, I can understand.
Right.
But minus that, let's get out, folks. Let's stretch our wings. Let's get to meet some folks we don't know.
Desmond Adams, ladies and gentlemen, always insightful. Thank you for coming by.
Michael, it's a pleasure, and thank you. And I love this streaming.
Yeah, we're doing the Periscope. It's called Periscope.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there you go. There's Desmond. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks so very much. Desmond Adams, he comes in twice a month giving us his insight on a whole bunch of stuff. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, Scott Raker is going to join us from the Robert D. and Billy Ray Center at Drake University. We're going to be talking about being okay.
Yes, your lips, and there's no tenderness like before in your face.